While the U.S. tariffs have been on again, off again, one thing is certain. It can be crazy-making trying to figure out what all this means for Squamish. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump decided to delay imposing his tariff threat, 25% tariffs on exported Canadian goods and 10% on Canadian energy resources. But, given that Trump's reprieve, and the pause on retaliatory tariffs, is only set to last for 30 days, anxiety and uncertainty lingers. Premier David Eby said on Monday that he was pausing a plan for countermeasures that included taking alcohol that hailed from Republican states off the shelves in BC liquor stores. At least for two Squamish leaders, meanwhile, coping with these uncertain times comes down to supporting each other with our spending power. For one local resident, this unprecedented moment is an opportunity to tackle our collective time change pet peeve. Squamish Mayor's Perspective. Mayor Armand Herford, who spoke to the Squamish chief on his own behalf unless otherwise noted, said when he first heard about the potential 25% tariffs, his initial thought was how widespread the impact would be. "This is something that would impact every individual in the community," he said, noting Canada is just coming out of a period of high inflation, which hurt local pocketbooks. Herford noted that hits like inflation and tariffs impact those who are already economically challenged. "I think about the impacts on our food banks and our overall affordability," he said. "The most vulnerable are the most impacted by something like this, like many things, and that's really, really scary." Forest industry. In terms of the impact of the potential tariffs on the forest industry, which has long been important to Squamish, Herford said they would be a heavy blow. "There's already softwood lumber, duties of 14.4%, that's been a long-standing point of contention between our two countries," he said. "And my understanding is that this would be 25% on top, which is wild," he said. "I think obviously that none of this is good, and getting into a trade war is something that doesn't benefit anybody. Damage on both sides." Herford pointed to the risk and uncertainty of the tariff dispute. "There's a risk and damage to be done on both sides of any conflict," he said, pointing to situations where a product may have components made in the U.S. and some from Canada, and then be assembled in Mexico. "No one knows how to score all these things. There's not a process for it." He also said it is hard to understand or trust Trump's stated reasons for a trade war. A White House press release on February 1 stated that the tariffs were being imposed because of the extraordinary threat posed by illegal aliens and drugs, including deadly fentanyl. "The tariffs would last until the crisis is alleviated," the release states. "The U.S. has been like a trusted friend," Herford reflected, and he questioned how the countries could move forward given the tariff threat. "If this was a personal relationship between myself and someone else, and they were behaving like this, I don't know if that relationship is repairable," he said. "We have a trade deal and tariffs are part of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. That's really where this conversation belongs." Diverse economy. Herford said, speaking as the head of council in this case, that at a time like this, the work district of Squamish Council has been doing to diversify the economy is vital. "It is important that we have a diverse economy. We've had it in this community before where there was a high reliance on one industry. I think about the work that we've been doing from an economic development perspective, around having a well-rounded economy that can weather some storms," he added. "As well as our work on things like the circular economy and local food security. These types of initiatives are really important for a number of reasons, including what I have no choice but to call unreliable trading partners." Herford said there is much that is uncertain in terms of the tariffs, including if they will actually happen, but perhaps, as it has in the past, the low dollar will be an opportunity for growth in U.S. tourism and film, locally. On the provincial government's plan for retaliatory tariffs, Herford said he agrees with the government targeting the pain points that will actually garner a response. "But it is hard to really understand what an appropriate response is," he added. The province's plan was for the BC Liquor Distribution Branch to stop buying U.S. liquor from red states and remove the top-selling brands that hailed from Republican-supporting states from the shelves of public liquor stores in the province. He also directed the provincial government and Crown corporations to buy Canadian goods and services first. Hereford supports a Team Canada approach being taken in dealing with the U.S. I think that our strength is coming together and taking these actions, and I think it's appropriate. Ideally, we don't have to follow through because this can all be averted through a discussion with a trusted trading partner, and that's where these things should be resolved. Squamish strong. Hereford said that consumers can exercise power in what they purchase. I always try to buy Canadian, he said. If we vote together with our dollars in certain ways, then we'll get different outcomes. And you know what? That's always been true. Hereford said that as anxious a time as this is, he has confidence in the ability of Squamish to weather any storm, including any potential trade war impacts. I think we've shown that the community finds a way forward. That doesn't mean that we wish these challenges upon ourselves, or that it's easy, but you know we'll get through this. I'm cautiously optimistic we won't have to deal with this, and this can all be averted. But if it does progress, I have no doubt that we'll be able to adapt to the situation and keep moving forward. But there's definitely the possibility that there will be some pain along the way. Squamish Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Anne McKenzie echoed that sentiment. She said that should these tariffs be implemented, her biggest concern for Squamish would be the rising cost of goods, which will impact both consumers and businesses. For local businesses already operating with tight margins, these additional costs may create significant financial pressures, she said in an emailed statement to the Squamish chief. Having said that, our business community has proven time and again to be adaptive and resourceful, and we are already seeing a renewed commitment to supporting local businesses in response to these threats. McKenzie also expressed concerns about the potential impact of retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. Trade relations between Canada and the U.S. are critical to economic stability, and we echo the BC Chamber's concerns that an extended trade war will have negative consequences for businesses on both sides of the border, she said. While retaliatory tariffs aim to level the playing field, they also introduce new costs and pressures for local businesses. We strongly support efforts to enhance BC's economic self-sufficiency, but we encourage a balanced approach that minimizes unintended consequences for local employers and workers. In addition to provincial measures, McKenzie said the chamber urges the federal government to provide targeted relief for affected businesses, whether through temporary financial support, supply chain stabilization efforts, or trade diversification initiatives that create new market opportunities for BC businesses. The Chamber remains committed to advocating for policies that protect and sustain our local economy, she said. We understand that uncertainty is difficult, and we are committed to supporting our members through this. We encourage business owners to reach out to the Chamber for resources, advocacy updates, and support during this time. Asked if she felt the local economy was strong enough to withstand the pain tariffs would bring, McKenzie said that the local economy is rooted in innovation and community support. More than ever, there is a strong movement toward supporting local businesses, and we are working closely with all levels of government to ensure businesses have the resources and policy backing needed to remain competitive, she said. Squamish has a resilient business community, and while challenges are ahead, we encourage residents and businesses to lean into the momentum of the Buy Local movement. Every dollar spent locally helps sustain jobs and strengthens our economy. Time for citizen action? Squamish local Danny Fowler sees this unprecedented moment as a way to move forward a stalled Canadian initiative. He has launched an End the Time Change in British Columbia petition on change.org to pressure the provincial government to move forward with permanent daylight saving time. In 2019, the provincial government passed legislation to make daylight saving time permanent. But, citing economic reasons related to trade with the U.S., EB delayed making the switch until Washington, Oregon, and California did the same. With the tariff situation, Fowler asks why BC should wait. Let's be honest, our American friends have had years to sort this out, and now they've started a trade war with us. If they want to live an hour in the past, that's their choice. Meanwhile, UConn has already taken the plunge and stayed on permanent standard time. Why are we waiting? We should be moving forward, without moving our clocks, the petition says. The UConn currently observes Mountain Standard Time, MST, all year. With Ebby's recent remarks saying that we won't rely on the U.S. so much anymore, it seems like the perfect opportunity to actually follow through with what we all voted for, Fowler told the Squamish chief. In 2019, 93% of British Columbian respondents who participated in a provincial survey were supportive of the change. Fowler says working in hospitality, he has found the time change burdensome on his schedule. I've always worked in tourism and hospitality, so I haven't had a 9-to-5 kind of job. I might work until 11 p.m. and then work at 7 a.m., so the time change is kind of detrimental. And besides, it's not just me. I have pets and they don't understand the time change, he said. In addition to the petition, Fowler said his household is changing its spending habits, focusing more on buying Canadian. Even if the tariffs are being held off, it's kind of still a sting to our gut that it was even a threat in the first place, he said. Please note, this story has been corrected since it was first posted to replace reference to the North America Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, in the mayor's quote with the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. The USMCA replaced NAFTA as the agreement on July 1, 2020.